Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, Upgrade Community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
Hey guys, Nate Moore here, and I just want to jump on here real quick and talk about this one word that's really shaped and changed everything for me, and I think it'll do the same thing for you. So here's a lot of times that we want progress, we want to gain access to something, this thing that we see everybody else, or what we see on TV, or what we see on Facebook, or from the influencers. So it's like this vision or this view or this idea of what happiness looks like, or this idea of what it should be or what your life should be. You see, all of that stuff is good, but what I want to talk about is this one word called idea. It all starts with an idea. And look, for me, what changed my life is simply having a different idea about me. But see, prior to that, the ideas that I was getting was being formulated through what I was seeing and what I was hearing. You see, a lot of us are so busy today, unconsciously, unaware of the things that we're watching, the things that we're listening to, who we surround ourselves with, and all of that formulates an idea and a lens that now we live by. And that was one of the things that really shifted and changed everything in my life. When I changed the idea of how I saw myself, when I changed the idea of what this world looks like, or what my surrounding looks like, when I changed and really started thinking about those different things, and those things start formulating new ideas in my mind, and I started accepting those things, everything began to change. You see, here's the key. It's that I think most times we want to take big chunks away at something and we want to make these big great changes, but when it doesn't happen quick enough or fast enough, then we get discouraged. So here's what I want to encourage you to do, is to really focus on incremental change. Like, you don't need to make these giant steps. I'm saying take a small step. You see, when you try to make the giant step and then it doesn't go well, then you don't take any steps at all. And what happens is now you become stagnant. But you see, stagnant becomes a choice because you remain there. Stagnant is a choice. Remaining comfortable is a choice. To be common is a choice. And what I want to tell you guys is that you can change that. You can do something different. You can choose. You can be intentionally different. If you make a different choice, you'll get a different result. If you don't like your results right now, then you gotta make different decisions. But see, it all starts with you becoming aware of where you are and what you're doing, who you're around, what you're watching, what you're listening to. All these different things formulate ideas, formulate opinions, create mindsets that you live by, that controls your actions. You see, I want to encourage you guys, there's going to be some things you're going to have to separate from. If you want change in your life, it takes the work. You're going to have to separate from things that you really enjoy. But if you want progress in your life, then you're going to have to change some things that you've always done. You're going to have to change it. But you first have to become aware of what those things are that's causing the problem. You see, just to name a few, Facebook could be one of them. It's a simple fact of saying, you know what? I have the knowledge to know that I can block people, that I can snooze people, that I can unfollow people. And now I can create the news feed that I desire that edifies and benefits me. You see, I've done that. You see, I may be friends with a lot of people, but I don't follow a whole lot because I want to control the things that I see and what I hear. I don't need any surprises on my newsfeed because all it takes is one site, one image that starts formulating and starts planting seeds. And some take root. And all these different things that take root in your life ultimately alters your direction slightly, incremental change. Maybe it's the TV. Maybe it's that crazy series or that famous series or that popular series that everybody's talking about. I don't know. But you see, all these little things that All it does is incrementally shifts the direction in which your life is headed, and you unconsciously are unaware. That's what I'm talking about. So maybe it's the lack of waking up early in the morning, and then you just jump in your clothes, you jump in the car, and you head to work without any process, without any thinking, without any intentional thinking about what kind of day you want to have. You see, all of these different things is incrementally shifting the direction of your life. It's dictating the direction in which you're headed. See, I want to encourage you guys. That change starts with you. Change starts with the decision. Change starts with that idea, that mindset, that saying, you know what? I can do something differently. That it is possible. You see, everything matters. Every decision matters. Every decision you make, it matters. Everything you do, it matters. The things you watch, the things you say, the things you listen to, it all matters. And each one of these things are incrementally shifting the direction and the destination of where your life ends up. So I want to encourage you guys, become more aware. I'm hoping that this message, I'm hoping that this video, I'm hoping that my words is really igniting you, exposing some things in your mind, exposing some things in your life, and causing you, encouraging you to make a slight shift in your life. Look, man, you have to become aware. Look, this life is your own. It's nobody else's. But if you don't take control, the only next best thing is you look at everybody else for it. You allow everything else in your life to control the direction of your life, and then you'll be left to complain. I'm telling you, you got to do more than complaining. It's your life, your decision, your results. You have to take responsibility for it. But if you want to make changes, if you want to make these incremental decisions, these changes in your life, then you got to shift the way that you see things. You got to shift the things that you're listening to. You got to shift around the people that are around you. See, all these decisions you have to make, it's the work. It's the exiting some of the social media followings. It's the work. It's to maybe hit that snooze button a little less and wake up and invest in you. It's the work. Look, this thing doesn't come easy, but nothing does. It's the work. You see, where I got in my life, I didn't get here by chance or by accident. It was the work. It was the early mornings, the late nights, the not playing the PlayStation and the Xbox all night. It was not going to the late night movie. It was the, hey, I'm going to wake up early to invest in myself. It was, I'm going to wake up early to go work out. I'm going to wake up early to challenge my mindset. You see, it's the work. It's I'm going to wake up to go read that book. I'm going to get home. Although I'm tired, I need to debrief, evaluate, self-evaluate my day. It's the work. If you want incremental change, if you want progress in your life, it's the work. But you have to decide whether the work is worth it. You have to make that decision. You have to take the responsibility. You have to become more aware. And it's in these moments that life changes for you. You see, you're in a crossroads. Staying in the middle is not an option. So you either take right or you take left, but make a decision. It doesn't matter. Make a decision. You can't stay the same. There is no impact when you stay the same. Impact is made when decisions are made. So I want to encourage you guys, make some decisions in your life of which way, and make intentional decisions. That's going to give you intentional results. So I want to encourage you guys, make decisions. Watch what you're looking at. Be mindful what you're watching. Be mindful what you're listening to, because everything is promoting an idea. And not all those ideas are leading you in the right direction. So become more aware of the things that you listen to. Become more aware of the things that you see. Become more aware of the environments that you hang around. Because every one of these things is planting seeds. Some will take root. And once root takes place, incremental change in direction of your life is happening. So I want to encourage you guys, become more mindful where you are. Become more aware of the things that are happening within your life. But you can. The power is within you. I'm hoping that this message, it helps you. It ignites you. Look, man, why don't we just upgrade together? That's the key. That's my passion. That's my goal, is that you become the best version of who you are and who God's called you to be. That's my goal. So, look, man, become more aware. Be encouraged that you can. The power is in your decision, capability, your capabilities, and everything that you, that all your potential is wrapped up in your decisions, but you have to make them. So why not you? Let's go. Let's upgrade. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.